Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys have had a great weekend. Today, we're going to be talking about, suppose it had been my scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year, Numbers 3:17 through 4:20, Psalm 32, 8 through 11, Proverbs 7:22 and 23, and then Mark 10:23 through 45. Again, we're going to be talking about, suppose it had been mine. Our focal passage is going to come from Mark 10:43 through 45, which says, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first among you must be your slave to all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. The first word in the Lord's Prayer is our. Matthew 6:9. This determines the very value of the Christian faith. Suppose it had been my. That would have changed the whole nature of Christian religion. Instead of our faith being our centered, it would have been my centered, and that would have started us off wrong. In the field of prayer, as in many other fields, to start wrong is to finish wrong. The word our involves a shifting of emphasis from me to our Father and to my brothers and sisters in the kingdom. It implies a renunciation of myself. We see something similar in the first words of the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, the renounced in spirit, because the kingdom of heaven is theirs, Matthew 5:3. All the resources of God's kingdom belong to those who are renounced in spirit. So in the first word of the Lord's Prayer, we find an implied demand that we adopt an attitude of self-surrender to the Father and to His interest and to the interest of others in the kingdom. If we do this, then everything opens up to us. If not, then everything becomes closed. The rest of the Lord's Prayer has no meaning and dies if the hour is not alive. Furthermore, this hour must stretch out our own fellowship, local church, and denomination to include the whole family of God everywhere. We will never get very far in prayer unless we can come to a prepared to sacrifice self-interest and willing to merge into God's greater plan for the whole. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we just ask that you remove from our heart any limitations that might have in relation to your word, our. Help us to make a true our with everybody included. Those we like and those we don't like. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, go to Luke 18:9-14, Mark 10:35-45, and Matthew 23:12, and keep these two questions in mind. How did Jesus answer James and John? And two, what was wrong with the Pharisees' prayer? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.